and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we are 2 weeks in a row without Fusion. This time, there hasn't been a formal announcement as to what's going on, or that there was no Fusion to be had. They're just playing a repeat of Battle Riot 4. I believe it's 4. We're calling it 4 anyway. But we've already reviewed that. It's in the past. Like, we want new programming. Luckily, though, I did break down and hook myself up with Reels so we could check out what the dealio is with Underground. So I am going to do that. I just had to complain that, you know, there's no Fusion and not even, you know, a bit of a warning about it. Anywho, so we'll check out the Underground, but first let's go over the news real quick. With my interview with Mickey Knuckles, I missed out on a touch of the news from the week before. The big thing is that tickets are now available for Battle Riot. I assume they're sold out now, but whatever, check it out and see what happens. MLW2300.com. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is hosting Battle Riot this coming year. If you've been living under a rock, well, you should have watched the other Battle Riot rerun here. But Battle Riot is a 40-man battle royal where you can eliminate your opponent via pinfall, submission, or chucking them over the top rope. Winner of this here extravaganza gets a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. Most recently, Jacob Fatu has won. He is taking on Alexander Hammerstone, our boy, here in the near future. And it's always kind of a big effing deal. I love Battle Riot just because I like Battle Royals. And they always, like, bring in the WTF mateys in there, so I'm always appreciative of that. So, 2300 Arena, April 8th. Battle Riot, be there, man. In other news, speaking of MLW Underground, MLW has reached a deal in the UK to get Underground on our television screens. They've made an arrangement with Iosat TV. I hope I pronounced that right. I've not heard that. But that is Sky Channel 191. It'll premiere Monday, March 6th. And then every episode, you know, all new episodes will be on Monday night following that. So the Brits, people across the river, pond, hobo, ocean, will finally get to see the splendor that is MLW Underground. Last but not least, there's a continuation to the court battle between the WWE and MLW. WWE had their motion to dismiss the lawsuit granted. However, this is contingent on clarification and correction of the paperwork. So MLW has 21 days to amend the complaint before filing the lawsuit again. If they don't do it within the 21 days, the lawsuit will be then heartily dismissed. According to MLW owner Court Bauer, the legal team is hard at work amending the complaint, and they have every intent to continue the lawsuit against the WWE. This breaks down to the allegations that WWE has soured the relationship between 2BTV and MLW, and then by proxy, Fox Corp, because Fox owns 2BTV, and also convinced Vice to back out of said deal as well. And with what's going on with Pro Wrestling TV, we could also, like, add a bunch of, like, conspiracy theories in there that, you know, I'm not going to touch. But for those of you, who haven't seen the full article, it's kind of funny, because the big thing is MLW is accusing WWE of violating antitrust laws, ultimately. And part of WWE's argument about the antitrust thing is that AEW has beaten WWE on TV. Therefore, it's not a monopoly. And, you know, I think it's hilarious that, you know, it is now proven in the court of law that AEW has beaten WWE television. Not that I buy in too much with, like, take sides in the actual AEW-WWE war, but I just thought that was funny. Anyway, let's just move along. Time for me to punch the microphone because I'm reaching to get a quick chug of things. Glug, glug, yo. let's move on. Let's go into the Underground. MLW Underground, number 2 from Reels. Big main event tonight, street fight between Mance Warner and Enzo Amore, the real one. It's still, like, he's been called real one for quite some time now, and I just can't wrap my head around someone being called real one, and that's their name. Just, I think it hurts my soul if I had one. Gingers don't have souls. It makes me go kick somebody else's soul that I keep in a jar under my bed, though. So I guess I'm hurting someone else's soul by trying to call Enzo real one. I don't know. We'll go with it. Whatever. I'm just going to kick that jar under my bed filled with souls. Anywho. The show starts off with old Mancer himself talking about light beers and whooping ass. I'm assuming he's talking about Enzo's ass. I mean, real one's ass. Oh, this is like 2 weeks in a row where we're filled with swearing. Danhausen will once again be disappointed in me. Anyway, whatever. We're going live. Joe Drombowski, Matt Stryker running down the card. Looks like we're going to start us off with Willie Mack taking on heavyweight hustle Calvin Tankman. But first, we are with Sam Laterna with the SST. Lance Anawai is missing, but dude, he's always late, so who really cares? They're going to go get some belts. Fatu is looking to challenge the heavyweight champion, Alexander Hammerstone, and Lance Anawai and Juicy Finau are looking to take the tag team championships from Hustle and Power. One half of heavyweight hustle, though, or excuse me, the heavyweight hustle part of Hustle and Power is in the ring now, taking on Willie Mack, who previously debuted for MLW, taking on Jacob Fatu. And we are just going to start things hot and quick, get some big, well, actually, I kind of like skipped some things here just because my arrow is pointing funny. So before we start off hot and heavy, I mean, we do start off hot and heavy. We have the immovable object taking on the unstoppable force. Willie Mack, Calvin Tankman are choosing to go do shoulder tackles to each other. Nobody really falls down. Go back and forth doing that a handful of times before Willie Mack is like, F this, let's try something different, and does a Rana, sends Tankman to the floor. We get a Tope Con Ilo. That's a big, big dude to be doing a front flip over the top rope. Willie backs Calvin into the corner, goes for purple nurples. That wakes Calvin up. He's in a rage, hits some strikes, and then purple nurple. That's what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. Strikes and purple nurples. More strikes. We get some crisscross action initiated by Willie Mack, followed up by a big lariat. We go to break, and Tankman hits a pop-up elbow for two. Mack hits a spin kick, then the Samoan drop and a standing moonsault for two. Mack with the flying nothing. Tankman hits the Tankman blade, and then follows it up with a modified Tankman driver to get the three count. Relatively quick match, but I am all for it, because I do love me some big, meaty men slapping meat, and this is pretty much the definition of that. Despite my stuttering my way through it, it was a fun little match to get through. Like the work of Calvin Tankman, he's, you know, brought some eyes to the product, and of course, everybody loves Willie Mack doing some things that a guy his size shouldn't be able to do as well, and, you know, made for a nice matchup, and I was totally down for it. You know, part of my only complaint, really, and this is just nitpicking, like, Willie Mack needs a win here somewhere. Like, it's one thing to, you know, just be this impressive guy everybody knows, but you gotta kind of win some matches. Like, Matt Cross was the same way. Like, brought him in with some fanfare, and then kind of, like, didn't do a whole lot with him in terms of victories. But that being said, that is just a minor nitpick. Minor nitpick, and I'm not even sure, really, like, it would make sense for Willie Mack to win the match, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm drunk. Anywho, we get some bizarre pre-tape with some gas mask man playing videotapes. Hey, remember those things? Showing off all of the calling card murders. Also has calling cards placed on three luchadoras. They were hyping a AAA luchadora triple threat match tonight. I don't think that's going to happen now because they're dead. They're all dead. That guy's just putting playing cards on them because we haven't solved that mystery yet either. Great. Following this, we get a promo from Real One. All the trash talk, which is really all he does in life, calls Mance Warner the Aluminum Man. partially because of all the light beer he drinks, also because it's less valuable than copper. But again, they're going to have a fight here tonight. Move along to Alexander Hammerstone, our world heavyweight champion, talking about Jacob Fatu and the upcoming challenge he will have with Fatu for the title. Hammer and Fatu are destined to do this battle forever. They're just going to trade wins, basically. One of them will win Battle Riot, then they'll take the world championship from the other, and then the other will win Battle Riot and take the title back, just back and forth for all eternity. That's what we're doing here. But, you know, it's not going to be like that. That's not the reality of the situation. But Hammer hears all the voices in the crowd, on the internet, basically just calling him lucky. And you know what? The only way to beat those voices is to, you know, prove them wrong. But until we get to that point, next week, our boy Hammer will be defending the championship against Dragon Gate's Yamato. Alright, let's take a brief pause for the cause, get a drink, start a podcast or something. I'll check you all out un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. All right, we are back with featherweight action. It is Zoe Sky taking on MLW featherweight champion Taya Valkyrie with Cesar Duran. Zoe starts off hot, but Taya has none of it. It hits a snap DDT to take control. We brawl outside, and Taya hits a curb stomp into the ring post. And ladies and gentlemen, let's that should just end the match right there. If Enzo's crucifix bomb into the ring post could put a guy in the hospital, I feel like a curb stomp into the ring post should, you know, kill somebody. But that's just me. That's just me being annoyed by that. We go to break, come back. Zoe tries to make a comeback, but Ty hits another curb stomp, this time in the ring, though. Codebreaker and a triangle dropkick, though, and followed up by a diving crossbody by Sky gets a two count. We also get a flying nothing here as well. Flying nothing leads to Taya's Road to Valhalla and the victory. Taya retains. Fun match overall. Really short. A good plucky underdog story, though. Afterwards, as a show of disrespect, Cesar forces Zoe to kiss the boots of Taya Valkyrie. Up on the stage, Sam Laturna is bringing out brand new debut of the featherweights, Billy Stark. Before she could really, do much of anything outside of be excited to be here, Taya talks some smack and runs her off. And that is our big hot debut for the featherweights. Wasn't a fan of that. I was, really looking forward to them making young Billiam kind of a big deal. And she's been neutered kind of already. I mean, she's salvageable, of course, but, that's not the debut of a hot young babyface that we need. Now, moving on to the Beaumaye Fight Club. The Bulldogs don't matter. Only the Beaumaye Cup of the Gods matter. And they're going to use it for cereal. Beaumaye. 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 Sam Laturna is with the new British Bulldogs. Davey Boy Smith Jr. does most of the talking, as he probably should. He calls the new group the past, present, and future of professional wrestling, and takes the desecration of the Opera Cup personally. Notes that it may be just fun and games for the Beaumayes, specifically Alex Kane. But, you know, that's his family's legacy that they're eating cereal out of. And, you know, it's not happy with it. And he's going to prove how unhappy he is with it with a match. And so, you know, before Alex passes out, he should tap out. All right, we are outside. Lance Anoa'i is finally arriving to the show when a wild EJ Nduka appears. EJ just dislikes tardiness, takes out Anoa'i, smashes him with a cinder block, runs off, scaring the cameraman in the process. Back indoors, Sam Laturna is with Leo Rush, the man of the hour, man of multiple retirements and all that sort of good stuff. It's time for you know, the former MLW middleweight champion, to remind people where he came from and what he can do, it's time to remind people who Lio Rush is. Someone who's retiring again, probably. That's my guess. Whispers. All right, it is time for our main event of the evening, Street Fight Rules. Mance Warner taking on Real One. Real One gets in the ring, gets on the mic, because that's what he does, makes a bunch of inbred hillbilly jokes. Mancer enters with the plunders, got himself a garbage can, got himself a kendo stick. Real One, though, like, starting things off, like, with a dropkick, even. Like, I didn't see that one coming. 10 punch in the corner, Mancer ain't having it. Real One is sent outside, gets the running eye poke from the ring apron. Real One, though, takes over, sending Mancer into the guardrail. Real One hits the crucifix bomb into the ring post. Hey, remember that when nearly killed a guy? Yeah, those were good times. Now it's a transition maneuver, like the Canadian destroyer and whatnot. Anyway, made everyone so upset we had to go to break for that. When we come back, Mance is in the sleeper hold. Tease off a bit with the kendo stick. Enzo gets a kendo stick and then, like, drops it, trying to do fancy karate stuff with it before hitting Mancer. Mance takes over with some jabs, sending Real One into the chair. Mance swats Real One out of the air with a garbage can. That was fun to watch. We get some brief ref distraction. In the meanwhile, Real One gets the brass knucks, clocks Mancer in the head, gets the 1-2-3 off the brass knucks. Solid cluster of a match on that one, too. Nothing, like, you know, super special, but you're not going to get super special off a Real One match. But I will say this was a solid brawl, which is pretty much, you know, the best case scenario for a Real One, because he is definitely not a ring general. But it's fine. He's there with Mance Warner, who, you know, is willing to hit people with stuff and get hit with stuff in return. The one thing I did think was interesting, in addition to the ring post spot, was that you know, he used the ref to get the brass knuckles, which, don't get me wrong, like, wasn't technically needed as it's a no DQ match, but, you know, might as well just be a dick bag and, you know, cause a distraction while you're at it, just for that little, twist that knife in there a little bit. But otherwise, you know, outside of, like, some minor complaints, you know, it was a fun show overall, so I don't regret, you know, pulling some strings to get my hands on some underground action. However, I will gripe about the lack of fusion. As much as I love Battle Riot, I've seen this Battle Riot, you know, at least a couple times anyway. And we can't even just announce, like, hey, no fusion tonight. Instead, catch out this classic Battle Riot. Like, no, you just got nothing. Nothing, man. But that's all of the nothing I can handle, so we might as well just wind down this show here. Thank you all for listening. If you haven't yet, check out my interview with Mickey Knuckles. It was a lot of fun for me to do. We talk about death matches. We talk about Tracy Smothers. We get deep somehow, which is impressive for someone like me. But barring that, you know, thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. Stay tuned for the best ways you can support this here tiny little podcast. And in the meanwhile, I'll see you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted at Anchor FM. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review would also be helpful. Word-of-mouth advertisement, of course, is very important for us small podcasts. For my social media links, they can be found in the description below, but the Twitter and Instagram are both at The Nova of Cass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual chip jar at www.kofi.com/Casanova. That is CassOnova. If you'd prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova, where for as little as $1, backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So head up the crew and join Maverick 45, Alan Schroeder, and Keith Wynn, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net/collections/theconfusionpodcast. There's hyphens in between the Confusion Podcast, of course. And for other business inquiries such as ads and sponsorships, please email me at rzkammerer, K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you all for listening.